On the 13th day of January, 1915, there was a terrible earthquake in southern Italy. Nearly 30,000 people were killed, and thousands of homes were destroyed. The whole nation was deeply shocked, and from every side, help of all kinds, food, blankets, clothes, and medical supplies were sent to the sufferers. Foremost among those who came to help was the good King Victor Emmanuel III himself. He organized first aid stations for the wounded and food stations for the hungry. He mingled with the unfortunate ones, speaking words of sympathy, comfort, and cheer. Is it any wonder that his people loved him and that his praises were sung from north to south all over the country? Everywhere the good king went, his loving subjects gathered just to see him and to cheer him as he passed by. Now, up in the mountains, in the town of Racconigi, the king had his summer home. And when it came time for him to arrive for his usual summer rest, everybody in the little town and everywhere near it became excited. And there was little talk of anything else but the time of the king's arrival. And, of course, everybody planned to be in town on that day to stand on the side of the road or somewhere near the palace in order to catch a glimpse of their beloved king. Now, just a little distance out of town, at a big bend in the road that led into the town, there lived a farmer and his wife, who had two big sons and a beautiful daughter. And on the morning when the king was expected to arrive, everybody in that house got up early and dressed in his very best clothes. "I'm going to town today in the hope of seeing the king," said the father. "I am too," said the eldest son. "So am I," said the second son. "And me too," said the beautiful daughter. As they spoke, somehow they all turned and looked at Mother. She was dressed in her best clothes too, and there was a sparkle in her eyes that told as plain as could be that she would love to go and try to see the king too. But as mothers so often do, she just nodded, then smiled and said, "Never mind about me. Someone must stay home to milk the cows. I'll do that. Have a good time. And I do hope you all see the king." "Oh, Mother, it's so good of you," said the father. "Oh, Mother, you're a dear," said the oldest son. "You are indeed," said the second son. "Mother, we are sorry you can't go," said the beautiful daughter, "but we will tell you all about it when we come home." Then each of them gave her a big hug and a kiss and set off to go to town to see the king. For a moment, Mother's heart was heavy as she saw them all going away, but there was no time to feel bad. There was too much to do, so Mother busied herself with the breakfast dishes and the housework. Then, after cooking a big dinner for the ones who had gone to town to see the king and would come back tired and hungry, she went out to the barn to do the afternoon chores. As she was bringing in the cows, she saw a stranger coming across the field toward the barn. "It's just someone taking a shortcut to town," she said to herself as she started to milk. You see, their house was in a big bend of the road, and people often took a shortcut across their farm. But what was her surprise when a few moments later she heard someone say, "Good morning, lady." And looking up, there she saw this stranger. "My good lady," he said, "I wonder if you would please give me a drink of milk. It is so hot, and I am so tired and thirsty." He looked like a gentleman, and he talked like a gentleman. So the mother stood up and said, "Cold milk is more refreshing than warm milk." "From the cow? Just wait a moment, sir, and I'll bring some nice cool milk from the house." The stranger smiled his appreciation, and soon Mother was back from the house with a big glass of cold milk and a big piece of cake. "It's very kind of you, my good lady," said the stranger. "Very kind indeed. But tell me, How come you are here all alone? Oh, said the mother, my husband and my two big sons and my beautiful daughter have all gone into town, hoping to see our beloved king, who is supposed to arrive today. Suddenly the stranger began to laugh. They've gone to see the king, he asked, and he laughed and he laughed. Mother was so surprised she hardly knew what to do. Yes, she said, we all love our king so much, I wanted to go too, but someone had to do the milking. And someone had to have dinner ready when they get back. And they will tell me all about it, how wonderful the king looked and everything. Oh, no, they won't, said the stranger. Not a one of them will see the king today. And why not, asked the mother. Because, said the stranger, the king is not there. The king is here, right here, talking to you. I am the king. The mother was too surprised to say a word. Had she been talking to the king? Was this kind gentleman really truly the king? From his pocket the stranger brought out a gold coin and placed it in the mother's hand. Here is a little golden picture of your king to remember me by, he said. Then he took off his hat, bowed graciously, and said, thank you so much for your kindness. And as he bowed, she recognized him, for she had seen his picture in the newspapers quite often. And it was! This stranger was her king. She had seen the king, and she had talked with the king. But before she could think of another thing to say, he was gone. Late that afternoon, the father, the two sons, and the beautiful daughter came back, all tired and sad. We waited all day and didn't see the least sign of the king anywhere, said the father. I'm so tired. I just wish I hadn't gone. I am too, said the first son. I am too, said the second son. Me too, said the beautiful daughter. But mother was cheerful and happy. Her eyes twinkled, and there was a big smile on her face. I'm so glad I stayed home and let you all go, she said. This has been one of the happiest days of my life. It has? Questioned the others in surprise. Aren't you almost tired to death? No, no, replied the mother. But you've done all the housework and cooked the dinner and milked the cows all by yourself, said the others. Whatever could make you so happy? You won't believe it, said Mother, but I saw the king. The king? Where? In the barn where I was milking. In the barn? Yes, and I gave him a glass of milk and a big piece of cake. He said he was too tired for a procession into town, so he was walking along all by himself, just like an ordinary man. And he took the shortcut across our farm. But how do you know it was the king? Why, he talked to me, and he told me he was, and he gave me his picture to remember him by. His picture? Yes, look. And Mother passed the gold coin around for all to see. For a few moments, the others were too surprised to talk. Then Father said, well, Mother, if anyone ever deserved to see the king, you did. We were all selfish and mean to go off and leave all the work for you to do. But you were so sweet and so kind and so good. Do you know? I think we ought to add another blessed to all those blesseds in the Bible. And I think it ought to say, blessed are the kind and unselfish ones, for they shall see the king. That's what I think, too, said the oldest son. I do, too, said the second son. Me, too, said the beautiful daughter.